Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Today we're talking to Alexander Zalbin, managing editor over at Decider.com. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Was just reading the first 100 days of the Hollywood writer's strike has cost the California economy $3 billion, according to a Cal State professor. $3 billion. Is there any new developments with the writer's strike going on?
Well, we'll see. The WGA, which is the Writers Guild of America, and the AMPTP, which are the producers, the studios, the streamers, etc., are supposed to meet today to resume talks, which is the first time in a while. I will say that I believe the AMPTP, I keep forgetting a P there, met with SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, about a week or two prior, and that did not go well. So everybody is hopeful. Everybody is very much looking at it as glass half full because at least they're sitting down to the table and talking. But we'll really see how things are netting out. There's a lot of bad feelings all around. We have, on the other hand, seen a lot of prominent CEOs taking a little bit of a different tone. Bob Iger on the Disney earnings call the other day seemed to really be reaching across the aisle after making a couple of missteps a couple of weeks back before that. So, again, could go either way today. I'm hopeful. I would love TV to get back. I know everybody would love TV to get back and films to get back, but ultimately, the writers are fighting for what they deserve, and I hope they get it.
Yeah, I hope they do as well. I had seen on Decider.com that the Emmys have been moved or postponed.
Yeah, the Emmys, this is not too surprising. I think we pretty much knew this as soon as they announced the nominations in the midst of a double strike. They can't really put on a show, you know, nothing against the writers, but really, if the Screen Actors Guild is still on strike and the stars can't come out, they can't have a red carpet, they can't have people accepting awards. So we were pretty clear that it was going to move at some point. Rumors originally pointed to maybe November, but that seemed a little hopeful. So Fox and the Emmys have set it for next year. Going to air on Monday, January 15th at 8 p.m., I believe, or 5 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. And, yeah, it's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which they sent in the press release, which is a weird thing to tout, but there you go, in case you want to know the timing.
All right. And, you know, with the writer's strike going on, of course, there are people like me that can watch stupid, mindless shows like Big Brother on CBS, which I'm telling you, I think I've seen every season of. I'm embarrassed to admit that. But ratings wise, how is Big Brother doing? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't looked into specific ratings, but I know Big Brother is one of those shows that just trucks along. It keeps going. Like you said, you are one of many, many people who just tune into the show. They've got the 24/7 feeds going, I believe. I'm forgetting the name of the service. It's on now, but beyond Paramount Plus, which is running a ton of stuff, and on CBS proper, where you can watch the episodes. You can also watch a bunch of the feeds for free at the same time online. You can search up on Decider how to watch Big Brother. We have all the information there, even if I don't have it at my fingertips. But it continues to be a hit. People can keep watching it. They enjoy it. Like you said, it's a perfect summer show to just tune in and zone out.
And there was one of the house guests was removed from the house. I guess during some of those feeds, a racial slur was used.
Yeah, this guy, Luke Valentine, used the N-word on one of the feeds. He immediately apologized, but it was far too late, particularly for a show that has had issues with racial epithets in the past. So he has been removed from the show, which, you know, I'm glad they did. I think he was kind of expecting it. He was not too surprised as soon as it happened. And it seems like it's just the sort of tip of the problems they maybe have with this season's cast. I believe somebody destroyed the microphones in the bathrooms and some other common spaces as well. So people might be going a little wild on Big Brother this year.
These crazy house guests, they have to behave. And we are talking to Alexander Zalbin, managing editor over at Decider.com. And I love Matthew Broderick. Where can I see him now?
Great question. You can watch him on Painkiller, which is now on Netflix. This is a new, I hesitate to say true crime series, but it's about the opioid crisis. You may have seen a show called Dope Sick on Hulu a year or two ago, starred Michael Keaton. This is a new cast, new take on it. Matthew Broderick stars as Richard Sackler, the guy who basically caused the opioid crisis in America. Also in the show is Taylor Kitsch. You got Uzu Aduba, Wes Duchovny, who is related to David Duchovny, and a couple of other peoples. And it's fictionalized, but they do have real people who are actually affected by the opioid crisis who open up each episode and give a little bit of a testimonial. Our reviewer, Raven Bruner, absolutely loved the series. She was completely floored by it. So it's obviously a very serious watch. It's a very real watch. But if you're interested in finding out more about the opioid crisis and what happened and what continues to happen to this day, it's one you can check out on Netflix right now.
I never saw Dope Sick, and I want to go back and watch that. And, I mean, we definitely need to make people aware of this opioid crisis and do something to solve it, something.
Yeah, I think shows like this, they can get, to be frank, a little self-serious for me. But Dope Sick had a powerhouse cast, and the fact that so many people don't know the details of what's going on with the opioid crisis, to have Dope Sick, to have Painkiller, I believe there's another one that I'm blanking on the name of, but it's important to keep putting that message out there. And if it takes people like Matthew Broderick, Michael Keaton, et cetera, to bring attention to that, and if you do have it lightly fictionalized based on real events, and that makes it more palatable in a certain way to understand these things versus, say, an ABC News documentary or something like that, it's really worth it.
What's this red, white, and royal blue I'm hearing about?
Sure. This is the hot new movie. If you are a teen or have a teen, or if you are our film reviewer, Adam Ekta, who is going gaga for this right now, this is on Prime Video today. It is a rom-com. It's a romance between the son of the first female American president and the Prince of Wales. They are on opposite sides of the political spectrum. At first, they hate each other. Then they fall in love. It's based on a hit YA novel that was a huge hit, I believe, on Tumblr and a couple of other places. So, again, if you have a teen, they're going to make you watch this probably tonight. I will warn you, it does get a little more explicit than you might expect from a teen romance. But, again, our reviewer, Adam Ekta, found it was handled very responsibly, and it's very funny and sweet, and the leads are very engaging.
All right. Adam Sandler teaming up with his daughters on a Netflix show. This sounds cute.
This does sound cute, which I am frankly very surprised about. I am not the biggest Sandler fan, full disclosure, but the trailer for this dropped yesterday, and it is called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. It stars his daughters, one as his older daughter, one as the daughter who's having the bat mitzvah. And basically, it's based on a book. It's about a girl who's having her bat mitzvah, falls out with her best friend, disinvites her from the bat mitzvah, and what goes on. But beyond Sandler playing the dad in peak dad mode, he's married in the movie to Idina Menzel. They were in Uncut Gems together, so if you like Uncut Gems, this is a reunion, I guess. But this is coming to Netflix on August 25th, and I definitely watched the trailer with my arms crossed, but then when I finally watched it, it's charming and it's funny, and it got me a little choked up watching it, so I'm excited to check it out.
All right, and that's You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. And I want to talk to you about the best show on television. It's the final season. The new season just started, Reservation Dogs. I absolutely love this show, and there was a really explicit special episode that just aired that taught me a little about history that I knew nothing about.
Yeah, I'm a little behind, but I do know about this episode that deals a little bit with some abuse issues, so just a trigger warning if you want to check it out. But generally speaking, Reservation Dogs is usually a very sweet, funny show that doesn't shy away from some serious subjects at the same time. It's set on an indigenous reservation. All of the characters are indigenous. Most of the people behind the staff are indigenous. The third season is currently running on Hulu. It is 3 episodes in out of 10, I want to say. And like you said, it's the final season. And it really does feel, for a show that already is pretty great, they're just kind of leaving everything on the table in this final season. And it's really lovely to see.
Yeah, it is really good. And it just talks about these orphanages that I knew nothing about that Native American children were brought to. They were run by the United States and Canada. And at the end of this episode, there was a website on how you can help. So I'm going to look into that a little more and maybe have someone on from that organization, because really, the more I learn about history, the more I did not know. I should have paid attention in history class. I really should have.
Well, that's what we were talking about with the opioid stuff as well. I think it's the same thing here, though obviously couched in a comedy. If they can use a dramatic comedy to bring people to know more about history, like you're saying, understand about these important issues through these characters who are very funny and matter of fact, it's a great thing to do.
Absolutely. Alex, thank you so much for sitting in for Dean today. I really appreciate it. Alexander Zalbin, managing editor over at Decider.com. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate it.